So as I stand on the stage of this text, I'm trying to tell you how to think your way through it. I'm trying to show you how to not audit your life over your season. I'm trying to show you that you are not defined by any isolated moment in your life. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy. Let me put them in columns. Let me weigh them out. Let me put them on a scale so that I can have justice, because right now, this ain't fair. Right now, this ain't right. Right now, this don't feel good, but I gotta put it on the scales, and I gotta put something on the other side of my liabilities. What are the assets? I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared. Right now your scales are out of balance. And when your scales are out of balance, your life doesn't feel like it's worth living. When your scales are out of balance, you just want to slam the door and walk away and say, I quit. When your scales are out of balance, you get tired of turning the other cheek. When your scales are out of balance, you get angry at everybody, at everything, and sometimes, every now and then, whether you admit it or not, you get angry at God. And sometimes, whether you admit it or not, you get angry at yourself. How could I get myself out here on this Edmund Pettus Bridge? How can I get myself on this cross? Father, if it be thy will, pass this bitter cup from me. How could I get myself on this stage and endure the pain thereof? He asked me, was it worth it? And I knew what I was supposed to say. But he asked me, while they were beating me with billy clubs, and he asked me why they were nailing me to a tree, and he asked me why the rocks were being thrown up against my head, and I couldn't think straight. So I said, I don't know yet. Somebody I'm talking to right now, you don't know yet. So I thought I would bring before you this morning somebody who had already been through it. And unless you've been stoned half to death and snake bitten and sailed on ships at shipwreck and you had to float across on broken pieces, unless you have spent years locked up in a cold grotto, in a cave, in a jail cell, begging for a coat, then whatever else you're suffering with cannot compare to the testimony of the apostle. For the man that I bring before you today had endured all of that, and he was still thinking about it. For I reckon, I reckon, I stood over my mother's grave, and I reckon, I stood in the hospital with her, trying to make sure she understood the difference between me and my brother, and I reckon, I watched my baby girl give birth to a baby boy, and I reckon, there are moments in your life where you're still counting it all up. And I came to tell you, don't stop counting. Because God won't be satisfied until your assets outweigh your liabilities. God won't stop until your assets outweigh your liabilities. I came to tell you that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed, not on us, not our jewelry, not our watches, not our car, not our house, but the glory in us is a direct result of the sufferings of this present time. And that's why I tell hell it was good for me that I was afflicted. If I had not been afflicted, I wouldn't have the power to stand where I'm standing right now. It was good for me that people didn't help me. It was good for me that I had to crawl through the crowd to touch the hill. It was good for me made me better, made me wiser, made me stronger, made me tougher, made me more resolute, that I ain't gonna let no devil just have what God gave me. I paid too much to get where I am right now. It was good for me that it didn't come easy. It was good for me that I had to sweat for it and crawl for it and pray for it and do without to get it, because it made me appreciate it. My God is a God of profit. My God is a God of profitability. He is a God of what you got left. Why, over and over again in the scriptures, we see God dealing not just his profits and losses and assets and liability, but over and over again, we see a God who thinks about profit. I won't just give you enough oil to pay off your debts. I'll give you enough oil that you can live off of the rest. I won't just take your 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread and feed the 5,000. I'll give you such profits you'll have 12 baskets full left. And your problem will be, how can we get this back home? I'm not just a God that opens up the windows of heaven, but I'll pour you out a blessing you don't have room enough to receive. I am a God of profitability. And every time he ran into one of his servants that were not profitable, he cursed them for being an unprofitable servant. I came to tell you this Sunday morning that God's going to get something out of your agony, and God's going to get something out of your pain, and God's going to get something out of your loneliness, and God's going to get something out of your distress, and God's going to get something out of your despair, and God's going to get something out of every tear that you ever shed in your life, and God is going to reap something out of your childhood, and God is going to bring something out of your pain and your forlornment and your depression and your confusion. For I reckon. So I want to challenge you to do an audit on your life and judge nothing before it's time.